Praise the Lord. It is an honor to be able to preach this morning. Let's bow our hearts before the Lord and let's pray. God, we ask that your Holy Spirit would minister to us this morning. God, we ask that we would quiet our minds, that God, that we would close all those tabs that are open in our minds, and that God, we could zero in and listen to whatever it is that you have for us this morning. God, I pray that you would move mightily in every heart. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so here we are, Christmas Sunday, and the anticipation, I'm sure down in Kids Church, is, you know, mounting for Christmas Day to come. You know, I'm sure everybody is so super excited. I remember as a kid, my brother and I, on Christmas Eve, we had a certain amount of things we had to do before we could go open presents. So we had a list. We had to brush our teeth. We had to, you know, certain things we had to do. So we would sleep in the same room. Whoever woke up first would wake up the other one. We had a cup with water so we could brush our teeth right in the bedroom. We could get all our stuff done, and we could run down and wake up our parents. So I'm sure that anticipation is building in each and every one of the kids and in some of us. And that idea with, you know, the storybook idea of the kids running down the stairs, Santa came, Santa came. Such great anticipation. Could you imagine if Santa came every single morning? It would be exciting for the first day. It would be exciting for the second day, the first week. I'm sure, though, after a few months of Santa coming every morning, we might begin to hold things up and say, Santa, I like this sweater, but next time, maybe in pink. You know, we might start making suggestions to Santa and say, you know, you gave me some good gifts, but I would really like it in a different color, a different style. We may even then be so bold as to go to Santa and say, Santa, you know, you've given me gifts every day for the entire month. Could you start giving me gift cards so I can choose the gifts? You know, if it became an everyday occurrence, it would start to get kind of mundane, right? Mundane. That's such a word that's applicable to every single life. You know, the word mundane means earthly. It means the earth. It means the daily grind. Coffee, don't you think of coffee? An everyday thing. If we were to look at 2019 and we were to look back and think, how many times this year in 2019 have I done the laundry? How many times in 2019 have I done mundane, everyday things? Would it be 100 times that I've done laundry? That every single day things that we do. This just proves, look how dirty that is. This just proves that I've done dishes once or twice. The everyday mundane life things that we do. For moms out there, we would say mundane, right? Diapers, laundry, dishes, work, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's a new month. It's mundane. It's everyday life, everyday stuff. When we begin to think about mundane, we think about the difference, the opposite of mundane. Even in the dictionary, the opposite of mundane is spiritual. So what Jesus did when Jesus came to earth is he overlaid the mundane with spiritual. He made laundry. He made dishes. He made going to work. He made Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday spiritual. Changed everything. It's not the metronome of life going day after day. Oh, it's another day. Oh, it's another day. Jesus came and infused things and made it so different. Let's recount a little bit. Let's go back a little bit. Let's think a little bit of why it's so exciting that Jesus came. And we see it in the beginning of the book of Matthew. And if you have your Bible, say, you'll want to get them out and get them ready because we're going to be jumping around. But in Matthew, it's this metronome of the lineage of Jesus before Jesus came. And it's just this Abraham had Isaac, Isaac had Jacob, and on and on. And instead of me reading that beautiful portion of scripture to you, I have a video that I want to show that goes through the whole first part of the Bible for us. And if you're a Bible reader, this morning, or if you're a student of the Bible, you'll recognize a lot of the stories. If you're not a student of the Bible, I hope that you become one and that you can pick out a couple of the great stories of David and Goliath and Jonah and the whale. But check out this video. This is the beginning of our story that brings us to when Jesus comes. So take a look at this video with me. This Jesus that came to earth. This is God. God who is all powerful. The God who can command nations to stop and go. The God who controls the weather. The God who created earth, who created us. The God who had no business coming into a bodily form to come into humanity, to come into the mundane. The most spiritual, the most powerful being came in to the mundane. This is this pivot moment that changes everything. It's such a holy thing that we can't even begin to grasp it. We could talk about it all day long, but we can't even begin to grasp the fact that God came in to the mundane. That God came in to the everyday. We can't even begin to appreciate the vastness of who God is. Supernatural, perfect in character, perfect in love, perfect in every way, all-knowing. Angels at his command, commanding mountains to move and they move. Health at his command, that the sick is made well at his word. That time is in his realm, in his command. The hours, the days, the weeks, the months, everything in this God's command. And he comes in to humanity. He comes in for this pivot point in all of human history, and all of a sudden the mundane thing that's going on just goes nuts, and it's crazy, and it's different than it ever was before, because God is now on earth. The ordinary becomes spiritual. The earthly infused with heaven. Peace on earth. Peace on the mundane. Joy in the mundane. Joy on the earth. The dirty, plain, everyday earth. Joy. Everything is different. There's this fiery power of love and peace. And the manger, Jesus, God, doesn't just come to sit beautifully on a stage. Jesus doesn't come just to the most holy people, but Jesus comes and he goes among the everyday people. You can imagine the life that he was born into with a mom and dad who are regular people. And he comes in not to be on a stage. He comes in not to be in front of everyone so they can adore him on a throne, but he comes and he goes and he is born with us. Right here, every day, with us, with you and with me, with our laundry and our babies, with our jobs and our briefcases and our important meetings. And there's the spiritual on the mundane. There's Jesus born among us. And then the great verse that I love in Luke chapter 2, verse 10, if you put that up there. The angel said to them, he's talking to the shepherds, the angel saying to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, because I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior is born. He is Christ the Lord, and you'll find him wrapped in cloths, lying in a feeding trough among the people." And the shepherds go, and they see the King of Kings, the Savior of the world. They see spiritual on earthly. And they go and they begin to tell everyone what they've seen. They go and they begin to tell people what they've heard. And again, it becomes the everyday people. It becomes you and me as shepherds. You and me to tell people about the greatness of God. God had come to earth. Into our troubled situations, into our everyday homes, into our fighting with our spouses, our unconventional relationships, into every bit of our daily schoolwork. He's come into the everyday. He's not in a, ready for this, galaxy far, far away. He's here. John chapter 1, if we can put that up there. It's John, the apostle John, who loved Jesus so much. He says, "A light has come into the world, and the darkness cannot overcome it." Amen. The spiritual has come into the earthly. The spiritual has come into my life. The spiritual has come to the earth, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Everything is different. God came here. God is here. A light came into the mundane. All right, so we're going to look in, I'm just going to keep holding these. we're going to look in all, in three of the Gospels here. It says in Luke, which we just read, could you put Luke 2:10 up there again? The angels appear to the shepherds and say that God has come. And now go tell everyone. And then in John, he says, there is a light that's come into the world. But then in Matthew, he says, that light, that Jesus, that God who's come into the world, now where does that God live? In us. And this is the part where I don't like it. But Jesus says in his own words, if you look in your Bible, all the words are in black except for Jesus's, or in most Bibles in red. This is red. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus said this. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." I would really rather it be him. I would really rather the pressure all be on him. I would really rather if angels were the one to go pronounce to everyone in Clinton about Jesus. I would really rather that. But Jesus says, "No, you are the light of the world. Jesus lives in you. Jesus lives in us. And he says, now, as people of the Lord, as children of God, now we are the ones. I'm going to ask you just to hold this for a second. To go and be a shepherd. We are the ones that are supposed to go out and tell everyone. Not just this far off idea of someone on a stage, but it's Rick Kellum going into all the world. It's Kira Popke going into school and saying, Jesus is real. It's people like Dottie going to Guatemala. The shepherds are us now. You are the light of the world. The manger came right in here. It's not up on a stage. It's not in a storybook. It's here among us in our everyday. Jesus is an everyday God that goes and sits around your Christmas table with you, who is there when you're on the phone with relatives that are difficult, who's there in your everyday life. And as you do laundry again and again and again, as you go to work another morning, as you do another day, as you change another diaper, God wants to overlay that with holy. He wants to listen, have your ears open to hear him. And by his Holy Spirit, say, today, I want you to go here and talk to that person. Today, I have something special for you in your class in sixth grade. Today, I have something for you where you're at, someone for you to tell. But we have to open our eyes that it's not just mundane anymore. It's not just the daily grind. It's not just the earthly. God has come here. Not just one time, but now he lives in us. He lives in us. And so we see in Luke, where the shepherds are told about God, we see where John says he's the light of the world, but then it's turned back on us. It's reminded again that the mundane is now holy. It's overlaid with spiritual, and it's not the same. Everything has changed because God is not just here one time, but he's living in us. He's living and active in us. Jesus came into our mess. Not just once, but every day and in every situation. A couple weeks ago, I was driving into Utica and I just started to pray, God, will you use me today? And I hope that that's a prayer that we pray every single day. God, what I surrender to you this morning, God, whatever you have for me, anyone you want me to talk to, I am a shepherd declaring that that Jesus has come and everything's different. So God, what do you have for me today? And so I was a little early. I was going to CareNet to volunteer. I was a little bit early. And so what does a Jill Pelkey do when she's early? Get coffee, of course. So I go to Dunkin' to get coffee. And I'd been driving in my car for a while. It was warm, but my window wouldn't go down. And I was like, so hard. I'm going to have to go in. But I had been really praying in the car, like just praying with all my heart. God, if there's a way you could use me, use me. So I get there. I pull in. My window won't go down. I'm like, ugh. Like that, there was a girl right at my window, kind of scary at my window. And I'm usually tough and I'm usually good with strange people, but with people who are on drugs, I get really freaked out. I get a little like, I can't do this. So there was a girl and she got right into my window like this. Now I had just prayed, God use me however you want to use me. And I'm like, okay, and I can't roll down my window to talk to her because my window sucks. So I open the door and she's all but in my car and she's like, miss, do you have money? My heart's like, oh. I'm like, hold on, my window won't go down. Give me a second, I'll get right out. And so I began to pray, and I knew that God had sent her to me. So I start looking, I was gonna give her money. So I'm looking through my purse, I'm looking through, and John can testify to my messiness. I'm looking through every little pouch and every little pocket. I'm looking through everything. My heart is like, oh, she's gonna kill me. She didn't kill me. So I'm looking for money. I cannot find even quarters. I could find a couple pennies, but I couldn't even find quarters to give this girl. And so I kind of inched my way out, and I'm like, honey, I don't have any money, but do you want a sandwich? She's like, yes. So we go into Dunkin', and I'm standing right here, and she just starts making circles around me. So she was definitely like, things were not right. She's just circling me around and around and around. So I'm like, get whatever you want. She goes up to the guy, And he looks at her and he goes, another water? Because she had been there for a long time. And obviously, she had just been getting water and sitting there for a long time. And so I said, no, she's going to get a sandwich. So she gets a sandwich. And the guy's super annoyed. And I understand. I would be annoyed, too, if someone kept coming to my counter. All right, fine. Here's your sandwich and a drink. And then I lean over. I said, how about a donut for later? Well, she probably, like, lost her mind. She's like, whoa, really? A donut on top of that? Yeah, sure. So we got all this stuff. And we start talking. I ask her name. And we're talking about all kinds of stuff. And she's literally circling me. She's uneasy. She's like, I'm not okay. I know I'm not okay. I wish I was okay. I'm not okay. And so we had, I won't go into all the details, but we had a few moments together. And then she left. God sees us in our everyday. Sometimes we feel just like Sasha did when she's just walking around saying, I know I'm not okay. I don't know how to fix this. I need help. And what God does, and I don't have a Messiah complex, but what God does is he says, not only are you just going to get the bland water today, but you're going to get a sandwich and a donut for later. God blesses us in our mess. He blesses us when things are a disaster. When we don't deserve it. There are many people, very upstanding, beautiful citizens here today, that deserve me buying them a sausage, egg, and cheese, and a coffee, and a donut because you've done good. But Jesus says, I'm coming out to seek those who don't even deserve it, who have no business getting free stuff. He comes into humanity with people who are not living the right way. And he says, I came to seek and save the lost, those who are hurting, those who are broken, those who in their everyday probably aren't even doing laundry. They're probably at the laundromat and don't have enough money for the laundromat. And they're probably pretty scattered. And he's there for those people. And he says, anyone, those who are wandering, come near. Those who are messed up, come here. I want to meet you in your everyday, and I don't want to just give you the scraps. I want to give you above and beyond what you could even have hoped for or imagined. I want to lavish my love on you. My favorite testimony is when John and I had gotten kicked out of Bible college because I was pregnant before we were married. Things were a mess. I was at the lowest place that I possibly could be at. We went to look for an apartment. And if you've heard this story, I hope you just say hallelujah one more time because I won't stop telling it. We go to look for an apartment. We cannot afford anything. We had no money. We had no prospects of jobs because we were Bible school dropouts. And so now we go to an apartment and we can't afford anything. We go to one place and the guy says, we walk through and it's beautiful. We say, thank you so much. We cannot afford it. And we go home to our parents' houses. And things looked bleak. But the guy called us a week later and he says, I don't know you, I don't know your story, I don't know anything about you, but I'm a Christian. And God spoke to me and God told me to give you this apartment for whatever you can afford. In the middle of my sinful, messy, you don't deserve anything, everyone in the world looking down at us, God said, I'm gonna bless you in your mess. That doesn't make sense, but that is the gospel. The gospel is to take pregnant people kicked out of Bible college and say, God's love is still for you. It's still on you. God's gospel is to take people like Sasha who are on drugs and messed up and can't do it to bring some strange lady from Clinton to come into Utica and say, you're worth it. You're worth it. And he chooses not to send angels all the time. He chooses to send Kira and Diana and Rick. And he chooses to go into all the world and tell about the spiritual becoming earthly. Come and tell that things are going to be different, that there's a peace that you can't even imagine, that there's a joy that will settle deep in your belly that you can't get rid of even if you try. There's a God that will chase after you no matter what. But here's what happens. We've been given this gift, but we're given it every day. And we kind of like, all right, God, you've given me peace yesterday. I remember when I first got saved, and God, you filled me with so much joy and peace. But God, you've given it to me every day. Now, maybe I could have a gift card so I can do whatever I want. Now maybe, God, I'm not really okay with all these gifts you've given me. I want something a little different. This morning, God's calling you back to the simple gospel, This morning, he's calling you back to that simplicity that says he is enough, and the gifts that he lavishes on us are more than we could have ever hoped for. Do you remember, church? Joy. Have we forgotten peace that passes understanding? Have we forgotten that the God of the universe is here in us? Jesus, this God, he visits every house, every apartment, every street corner, not just once, but every day. And he says, today, will you open that gift again of peace? Will you open that gift again of joy? Today, we have some opportunities. We have opportunities to go and shepherd someone. We have opportunities to take what we've known ourselves and what we see here today and to go and tell someone. But God supernaturally opens up doors and opportunities if we listen. The voice of God is speaking. If we quiet ourselves down long enough just to listen. Okay, God, I'll listen today. Even though I've known you in 2015, I knew you in 2016, I knew you in 2017, I knew you in 2018, I knew you in 2019. How is this going to be any different? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of getting gifts every day from Santa. It's getting old. This morning, will you rewind that back and realize he's got something for you today, someone for you to reach out to? Sometimes we get so gift heavy, we have to give them away. It gets kind of gross. Christianity feels a little gross. It seems a little bit boring because we're not giving away the gifts that God has given us. We have to go like shepherds into all the world. And once we start giving it away, then our life with Jesus becomes exciting. Oh my goodness, God, what are you going to do today? It's Tuesday! God, what do you have for me today? And he's got something. He's got someone. There are enough people in this world that need to hear a genuine recount of who Jesus is through showing love, through helping out, through reaching down, through doing our everyday things. You are the light of the world. Jesus can appear to people in dreams. He can send angels. He can give people visions. But he chooses also to use us. Jesus came, not just as an idea, but as a reality. He came, and he now lives in our hearts. He stayed here. He's with us, and he is not boring. He has made the mundane spiritual. He has infused our lives with a living God. I want to talk about three quick things. Some of us here stand in this camp. Some of us have gotten mundane and forgotten the spiritual altogether. Some of us have not opened this book in a long time. Weeks have gone by and weeks have turned into months and we don't even know where to start and we don't really even want to read this thing and this is just kind of a book on a shelf. But when opened, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It separates bone from marrow. It looks at the intent of our hearts. It changes things in us. It reveals things to us that it's spiritual things that we cannot come up with on our own. We could read 5 trillion other books about it. But when we open this word, when we open the living word of God, God can have words that jump off the page that teach us to forgive people that we forgot that we needed to forgive. It teaches us to correct actions that we've made because when we don't open this book, we can feel super spiritual. We can feel like we have everything great going on. But it's because we're not looking in the mirror of the word of God. God is so holy. God is so righteous. God is so perfect. And we sometimes feel like we are the same way, but we're not. And opening the word of God reveals to us things that can change and switch. So some of us have gotten earthly, we've gotten mundane, and we have forgotten the spiritual walk that we can have one-on-one between us and Jesus. Some of us need to spend time in the presence of our Father. That changes it all. So there's a whole camp of people I want to pray for this morning that just, I need to spend time with this book. I need to spend time with this God who has answers, that wants to speak to me. And the second area are the group of people who have never, up until this point, overlaid spiritual into our mundane. We have never, ever accepted Jesus into our lives and into our everyday. We've held Jesus at a distance. We've kept Jesus for the preachers. We've kept Jesus for just Sundays. There's some of us that need to begin to transfer Jesus into our laundry and dishes and daily routine, that he can infuse us with power from on high. So there's those who were spiritual and have gotten mundane. There's those who have never infused Jesus. And then there's some of us here today that need to reopen some gifts from God. There's some people here today that just need to reopen that gift of the peace that passes all understanding. There's people here today that need to be reminded of joy, unspeakable joy, that whether we feel it or not, need to be reminded of the truths of the gifts that God's given us that are enough. Some of us need to reopen the gift of faith. We've kind of set it aside, or we've chosen to go after other things. So this morning, we're going to do something a little unconventional because it's not time to close yet. It's 11:40. I still have 20 minutes. So we are going to take 2 minutes with a song. I'm going to turn on a song, and we're going to be quiet before the King. Because no matter what camp you sit in, no matter where you're at, we're going to give God a chance to speak to our hearts right now. Because in the Christmas season, we get busy. Because in every season, we get busy. And I know that God wants to talk to your hearts. I know that he wants to close out all those tabs that are open, that are thinking about dinner and this and that and this and that and this and that and this. And just to sit in the presence of Jesus. And on this Christmas Sunday morning, what better thing to do? So we're going to let one song play, and we're going to listen to what Jesus might say. And this is all you have to do. Close your eyes and say, God, speak to me. And then be quiet and listen. He may choose to speak to you, but that's between you and God. It might just be a time where you can listen to this song. So let's take a moment, and let's listen to this song, and let's listen to what God would say to us.
Yeah.
In the last couple months, John and I have found a really great spiritual discipline of silence and how awesome it is to get alone with God for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, to set a timer on our phone for 2 minutes and to be absent with no music, with no nothing, and to just be silent before God. It's amazing what God will speak to you. And we like to think that we're so awesome and we're so holy and we're so beyond that that we need, you know, we're like, oh, I'll sit before the Lord for 45 minutes. I want to challenge us as a church to find moments to set a timer on your phone and to be silent before God, to hear what would the God of the universe say to you. What is he speaking to you? And every day when we feel anxious or we feel depressed or we feel these earthly things, these mundane things creeping into our lives, no matter what, we need to sit before the Lord and hear what he would say over our lives, because it's so individual and it's so perfect. If I were to take somebody's life and I were to look at it, I would make a list of things that they needed to change in this order. But the Holy Spirit knows the right order of what needs to change. The Holy Spirit knows the right way to heal your heart. The Holy Spirit knows the thing that you need in each season. And so he wants to talk to you. God wants to talk to you and to begin to infuse you so that you can be a shepherd going out to tell other people. Sometimes we're so hurt or we're so broken that we can't even begin to go and tell other people. But God wants to speak to you daily. He wants to speak to you daily. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are, what season of life you are, how broken you are. The God of the universe has come into the everyday. So I want to challenge you to find those moments to be absolutely silent before the Lord. It's easy with a song on to get caught up in a worship song. It's easy with all these other things going on, with a show on or a preacher, and those things are all great. But to hear from the King, the God of the universe came down to be here with us. And so every day we need to take time to listen to what he would say to us. Set a timer on your phone, 2 minutes today before you go to bed, and be silent before the Lord. What would God say to you? It's better than what I would say to you. It's better than Pastor John would say to you, or a TV preacher, or anybody else, because he created you and he knows you. He knows everything about you and he loves you. I'm going to read one more scripture, and then we're going to set aside some time here to pray. In Luke, we hear about the shepherds hearing about Jesus, and the angel says, "The King of the world has come." In John, he says, "The light of the world has come, and the darkness cannot overcome it." And then lastly, in Matthew, Jesus says to us, "Now you are the light of the world." So if we string all those together, darkness cannot overcome the light that's in us, but it tries. It tries. It tries even at Christmas time. The darkness cannot overcome the light of the world. The light of the world that's in you cannot be put out. It's Jesus and it's in you. And there is nothing, there is no demon, there's no angel, there's no height, there's no depth, there's no nothing that can take away Jesus in you. So we're going to spend a little bit of time praying, applying this right to us. Some of us need peace. Some of us need to come back up and unwrap joy. Some of us need to come back to that place where our faith needs to be infused again. So I want to make this personal, and I want to ask, take a look at your own life and your own heart. Here, as Christmas season is about to happen, if we can get some music playing, Ben, do we sit in the camp where we have really settled into the mundane? We are the mundane, and we are no longer spiritual. Where we have let every day become every day, and it's no longer spiritual. Begin to ask yourself that. I know this is right in your face. But that's where Jesus is. He is right here, and he wants the best for you. So let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. Is there anyone here this morning that would say, I have gotten caught up in the mundane. I have gotten caught up in the earthly. I've gotten caught up in the day-to-day, and I haven't overlaid the spiritual. I haven't read my word. I haven't been where I'm supposed to be with Jesus. I haven't been silent before him. If that's you this morning, would you just admit it before God and yourself? Would you raise your hand? Here we are. Here we are. You guys can put your hands down. How many people here today are at the place where you have never considered even that Jesus could be part of your everyday? You've never considered that Jesus could maybe be a voice speaking to you to do things on the daily. Is there anyone here who just hasn't really taken that step in that relationship? If you would raise your hand, just to admit it between you and the Lord. All right, you can put your hands down. And lastly, there's those of us who need to again appreciate the gifts that God's given us, that have stopped being excited about Jesus. We've stopped unwrapping joy every day. We've stopped unwrapping our faith. We've just said, it's another day, another gift. It's mundane. How many people would say that they need this morning an infusion of joy, an infusion of faith, and an infusion of peace? If that's you, if you'd raise your hand. There are hands all over this place because that's us. And that's why we're here. You guys can put your hands down. That's why we're here this morning. God, we need you. God, we know that you've come. So let's pray all together. Jesus, we come before you so thankful that we are the people of the earth. We are the humans that you came for. We're the regular people. We are the people that you've come to rescue. We are the people that come and sit at your feet this morning. God, I pray for all of us that have gotten away from reading our Bible. I pray, God, for those of us that have missed that longing. God, I pray that you would put that back in our bellies, that we would long for the word of God, that we would wake up excited to hear your voice. God, I pray for passion to be released in the hearts and lives of each and every one of us. God, we want to want you more. God, remind us of how great you are. Help us, God, to be excited about who you are. God, I pray for those who need joy this morning. God, your gifts are so good. God, I pray for those who are downcast. God, I pray for a moment right now here with you where their eyes turn to you, Jesus, that they would turn their eyes upon heaven. God, strengthen those who feel weak. God, I pray for those who don't feel peace this morning, who are feeling anxiety or depression or uneasiness or that feeling like things are not just right. God, we ask that you would come and be the peace that passes all understanding. God, we pray that you would come right now in this holy moment, in this holy season. We need you, God. Lord, I pray for those whose faith is wavering, who just needs an infusion of faith to believe. God, we ask for faith to rest on every heart and every mind. God, we ask that your presence would be part of our daily life. God, we ask that you would come and meet with each and every person, not just today, but tomorrow, and on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, and on Thursday, and on Friday, and each day. God, help us to be excited about who you are, what you've done, and what you're doing, and what you're going to do. God, we know and believe that the best is yet to come. And God, as the metrodome of life keeps going, as it's day after day after day, God, we look forward to your return. We look forward to you coming back. And Lord, we'll be ready. We'll be a church without spot or wrinkle, not because we're perfect, not because we keep perfect schedules, but God, because you're redeeming us daily. God, because you're reviving us daily. Lord, we thank you for your gifts. Help us now, God, to go and be shepherds. Help us now to go and tell the world of the great things you've done. God, help us to go now and tell people that the mundane is no longer mundane, but it's spiritual. That the everyday is not boring, but it's infused with heaven. Jesus, thank you for your love for each and every one of us. And God, I pray now that as we go, we would go in peace and in power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.